It has not been a good start to the new year for global markets. Today's nosedive began in China. The Shanghai Composite Index fell by about 7%, forcing trading to shut down early. The Dow then dropped 2% on the start of trading in New York, and the S&P and NASDAQ composites also saw big sell-offs, as did stocks across Europe. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now with more. And Jill, rough start to 2016. What kicked all this off?
Well, I hate to say this because we just did this back in August, but we're going to blame the Chinese in large part for this. And the reason is that the Chinese government released a report on manufacturing, and that report was actually unexpectedly weak. We had some weakness predicted, but this was worse than expected. Then all of a sudden, everyone got really nervous, thinking that, wow, weak manufacturing, weakness in the second largest economy in the world, the Shanghai Composite sells off by 7%. They put in these triggers, these circuit breakers for the first time ever. Market closes down there about 7%. Europe falls, Germany really bad, actually more than 4%. They export a lot to China. And of course, our markets follow suit. I would also sprinkle in a bit of anxiety about what's going on between Saudi Arabia and Iran into this, because I think that also added to a general unease about what is going on in the globe and when are things going to feel like they're quote-unquote normal. Maybe that never happens.
Right. So you mentioned that circuit breaker system in the Chinese markets. That was put into place after the big crash there this summer. The fact that it kicked in today, does that mean that it could have actually been much worse today?
I guess, you know, I always have a word. I think that these circuit breakers, if people don't realize, it's not supposed to prevent losses. It's supposed to prevent a disorderly sell-off. So we may find out that, you know, when things settle back in, that the selling will continue. What it also can do, unfortunately, is it can be a trigger for anxiety. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, they hit the circuit breakers. That must be really bad. And so as a result, I think that the Chinese were damned if they didn't. Putting them in was probably the responsible thing to do. But now people are going and second-guessing and saying, oh, if they didn't have the circuit breaker, it wouldn't have been so bad today. Who knows? There was general weakness, and it certainly spread pretty quickly.
Okay, so let me ask you a little bit more about that, because the Chinese reporting a market fundamental like manufacturing not performing as well as expected. Does that mean that we're likely to see a down market for, you know, more than just a day here?
You know, I think the Chinese economy in general is in this really strange transition period. The government seems quite comfortable with it. I don't know about the rest of the world. What they're trying to do is they're trying to transition from an economy that relies on the government investing and manufacturing and exporting into one that's more consumer-based. Now, during this transition, it's going to be rocky. I would like to remind everyone, of course, the Chinese economy is not going to grow by 10% a year like it did a decade ago. Then again, the economy there is four times as large. It's a $10 trillion economy. So they are not going into a recession, but they are slowing down as this transition occurs. I think that the rest of the world is very worried about the transition. I've been impressed that the Chinese government actually seems kind of okay to stick with that game plan.
Well, the rest of the world clearly is worried to the tune of big sell-offs from China to the United States to Europe. Well, Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Great to be with you.